Yeah, that's a good point. All right, let's see. You got
that? Yep, that's working.
All right.
You ready to rock and roll?
Let's do it, Steve.
We can do this.
We can. We have the power.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ted Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted! Biggs. My favorite weekday of the week.
Yeah, man. Which, honestly, I kind of forgot.
I did too, honestly. When you texted me yesterday, I was like, oh, crap, tomorrow is Wednesday. I love those weeks where you realize you're one day ahead.
Yeah. I definitely got up this morning, was doing stuff, and then it was like, 10:15. I was like, oh, crap, it's Wednesday. Shower. Clean up.
We got things to do. We got podcasts to make happen. It's a good one.
Yeah, Steve, look, I even trimmed my beard a little bit for you today.
I shaved my face and my head.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I got to buzz my head tonight.
I didn't have my wife shave my back yesterday, but that happens from time to time.
Yeah. Got to get it in. Summertime's here.
Yeah. I know. I'm already ordering tank tops.
Are you?
Yeah, I got to have my tank tops, man. I don't know what I'm going to be doing with them. Probably just walking around the neighborhood with our dog, but got to have the tank tops.
Yeah, you got to get them. I read a good list yesterday on NPR. I think it was NPR. And it just was like low to risk, like hangout stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of what you think. Like if you go to a beach, keep distance.
Right.
Pretty low risk. Basically, if you're outside, you'll probably be okay.
I know.
So if you're over 70, sorry, you're not going to like the news.
If you're in Florida, man, you know, maybe you could keep more than 6 inches apart.
Yeah.
Insane, some of those pictures.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's even the thing, like in the Ozarks, like, you could have a pool party. Mm-hmm. Just stay away from each other.
Yeah. That's a good point. Absolutely. Yeah. If you got a big enough pool.
Yeah, man.
All right, babe, you go to that side. I'll go to the short end side.
Right. If you're a couple, that's one thing. But yeah, I don't know. It's still odd.
I always love the people that still try and like want to try and shame. Like, I'll have a picture of me and my wife and be like, oh, it looks like you're not socially distancing. I'm like, I'm married to this woman. We live together. We share a bed together.
Right.
So for the pictures, you want me to just separate just to make you feel better about things.
Right. Like you live same household. That's fine.
I'm also learning which side of this whole thing my friends are on rather quickly. Like you just bring up something and it'll mention like, oh, I just got my mask in the mail. And like, it'll either be like, oh, yeah, got to do the mask thing, or F that, I don't understand. And I'm like, I'm just having a conversation with you. Like, I get it. Everyone's angry. What do you want from me? Everybody is upset. Oh, freaking world.
Right?
Yelling.
Well, we're
all on social media yelling at each other right now.
I know.
Is it like that for you? Because in the wrestling community right now, everybody is yelling about each other.
Yeah. I see it a lot in the... I see it a lot, unfortunately, in the MMA community as well.
It is so, because, you know, there's a sad news of a female wrestler who took her own life because of cyberbullying. And so what it led to is then a bunch of people saying, this has got to stop, wrestling community. Like, we need to be better than this. Like, not just, hey, be cool to people, but if you see someone not being cool to other people, say something. Like, it's time to be a little bit more proactive than just being like, trolls will be trolls. And I'm like, yes, absolutely. We all need to be a little bit more accountable. And the same people who are like, we need to be better, within 24 hours are in the middle of like some troll war with another like journalist in the world of wrestling, yelling at each other, basically wishing death upon each other. And I'm like, so we've completely forgot what happened yesterday, huh?
Yeah.
It's insane, dude.
Yeah. And from what I can tell, that's kind of the wrestling world.
It's insane. It's like, you guys are all losing your minds.
And who is the guy on the dark wrestling show, Dark Side of Wrestling? Who's the guy with the glasses?
Jim Cornette?
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my gosh.
He is annoying as hell.
He is the most unique, like, troll, anger. I don't even know how to describe him. Because when you... Look.
Was he a wrestler?
He was a manager back in the day. And so he was an old school guy. He was also a promoter. He also worked a lot behind the scenes in WWE. A brilliant wrestling mind. Like, truly to this day. Like, when he gets knee deep into, like, some of the psychology of wrestling, like, you can get a lot out of that guy. But on the flip side, he's also the angry old man that wants you off his lawn. And he hates new wrestling. He hates this. He hates that. And I get some of his arguments. I don't get his tone of voice or his way of saying the things. But I get, okay, you missed the days of when wrestlers were trying their best to make things look for real. And it wasn't as choreographed looking, and it didn't look like a dance. I understand that. But, you know, it's 2020. Times have changed. You gotta embrace whatever the current thing is and try and maybe you can make people be better at that version. But then sometimes he goes on these stupid tirades about, like, Becky Lynch being pregnant. He's like, yeah, a woman, she just blew her whole career away. And, like, he goes off on her. And it's like, dude, relax. And then he yells at other people about other things. But then on the flip side, like, you would assume, I'm not trying to, like, knock people that are conservative, but I would have just assumed that, like, just by his personality, he's, like, the ultimate MAGA guy.
Yeah.
He is also insane about Donald Trump and his hatred for Donald Trump. So that's exactly like he's like a little bit of both ends of the spectrum mixed into this giant, awful human being that just hates everybody.
Well, I think he's right about Becky Lynch, though, because wrestlers never get injured and miss time.
No, no. I mean, and God forbid when she's 33, she wants to have a family and have a healthy baby.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good point. I mean, dudes never miss 9 months for broken legs or back injuries. That would never happen, Steve.
She's completely selfish.
Yeah.
Only thing that matters. I mean, you know, look at me. I have a child. I'm ready to wrestle the next day.
Yeah, see? That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, if she wants it bad enough, she needs to talk to me. I can help her. No.
I guess my big issue is he always tries to come off as such a badass. And I'm just like,
he's insane, dude.
Yeah.
He says awful stuff. He'll say stuff that's borderline racist. He got fired from NWA because he did a crappy Ethiopian joke that was like a quote-unquote funny joke back in the 80s. You know what I mean? Like just about like hunger and stuff like
that.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, the guy is just, at times I'm like, wow, this guy is so talented and has a brilliant wrestling mind. And then at other times you're just like, you just seem like an awful human being. Just a truly awful human being. And if it's a giant shtick for your character, I don't understand why. I mean, I think you could be just as entertaining without it, but man, there's a lot of that. Like, since we're talking about wrestling, I don't know if you heard all the Tom Segura stuff.
No.
Okay, so someone tweeted at us. Let me find the tweet. As I printed it, I was like, honestly, I was staying away from it just because.
Tom Segura, like the comedian?
Yes.
All right.
So this person says, please tell me you've heard all about this Tom Segura stuff. It's from Ricardo, and if you're going to be bringing it up, and he had like, you know, smiling faces and all that. So Tom Segura has a podcast with some woman, right?
All right.
And just clowns on wrestling. I got no problem with that because you know me. Like, I'm the first to make fun of my obsession with wrestling.
Right.
I understand like it's ridiculous in the eyes of many. I love it. I mean, I'm not embarrassed by it, but I also understand why it's ridiculous. No different than anything that anyone's passionate about. It could be comic books. It could be, you know, knitting. I don't know why knitting was.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I'd put in there terrible British and Irish comedies.
Right, okay, yeah.
Like, I reference Hardy Bucks all the time. I don't know another soul besides my friend who's from Ireland that has seen this show.
Or maybe your obsession with, like, cricket.
Oh, yeah, right. Again, nobody cares about cricket except me.
But it doesn't mean that you don't love it, and also doesn't mean that you're not aware that it is a little ridiculous maybe in the eyes of you know, Joe Public.
Yeah, of course.
So, Segura, here's my issue. I truly don't know anything about Tom Segura other than the fact that him and Bert Kreischer make fun of each other.
I was about to say, Tom is fat.
Right.
And I only say that because I see him and Kreischer go at each other.
But I have never watched any of his stand-up specials, so I don't know his style of humor. I figured it was like an edgier style of humor.
All right.
I just don't get around to watching a lot of comedy specials on Netflix. I'm too busy watching wrestling. Stupid as it sounds. So he does this whole thing, and honestly, I have no issues whatsoever with him making fun of wrestling fans. My issue, though, is that it's like he's trying so hard to be edgy that he's using terms that are so outdated. And it's like cringy to listen to him even say these words. I'll play it for you.
Play it.
Okay.
So many guys who love wrestling. I think wrestling is for f***ing retards, but...
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
I mean,
I thought we were trying not to use that word too much.
Just throw it out there, buddy. Like, if he just said wrestling is for effing idiots or something else, I don't even know what.
I will also say, though, too, like, me and you are always going to have a different buffer than comedians because we have bosses.
That's a solid point. But I have a moral compass.
Yeah.
I don't really find humor in the R word at all, personally.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the other F word. I haven't said that in years.
Right. And don't get me wrong. and when I was in high school, I would have probably freely said either one of those.
Yeah.
Because I was just ignorance at that time. Didn't realize, oh, yeah, we're hurting a group of people by making using that word as an insult that really is connected to a person.
Right.
It's terrible. All right. So and it continues.
But
it is.
But so many people.
So like, many people.
It
love
is the fucking stupidest shit. And I think you're a fucking tool.
And dude, there's like wrestling fans who are just like, oh, getting so mad at him. And I'm just like, man, my only issue again is just the fact that you're using a term that's so stupid.
Yeah. And I mean, he's laughing too. So I mean, I don't know. It doesn't seem like, yeah, I'm with you. Like, he shouldn't use that term, but also, like, don't get too fired up, man.
But it's social media. People are losing their minds. So here's more from it.
You're like,
yeah.
Hey, man, it's not fake. It's
fake.
And you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
But
grow up.
They're not real fights. These are just stunt people.
I don't know, though, also if like his terms are stuck in the 80s and also his mentality about wrestling fans also stuck in the 80s. Does he think that wrestling fans truly believe what we're watching is a straight up fight?
I mean, we all realize that aren't in the wrestling world, but there's also a sizable amount of people that are. And I get it, right? Because I know you. It's like, well, it is kind of real. Is this hurts and that hurts. So I think his point there is just like, well, it's still choreographed.
But imagine
the fact that like guys are like, man, did you see the Undertaker?
That's who he loved. He liked Undertaker.
It's pathetic. It's pathetic.
I'll tell you what, though. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
It was actually pretty fun.
What was
the event? Going to a live wrestling?
Yeah, so is the Special Olympics. It's fun to go to.
Right? I mean, it's just like, gosh, dude, I legit would have zero issues with you clowning on wrestling fans. To me, is like him doing his Undertaker impression and laughing at it. I do find humor in that. Like, yeah. He even like listed the people that he thinks are stupid as like flat earthers than wrestling fans. And I'm like, if we can't laugh at ourselves, then what the hell, man? We're going to go nuts.
It's not real. It's not a real competition.
Of course not. But some people do. The people who think it's real, they are R-worded. Definitely.
They're completely
No. Well, I don't think anybody thinks it's absolutely real.
No.
Right.
And if they, I mean, there's some people that be like, you know, that part must have been real. And yeah, like there's parts that are like, you're legitimately being hit with a chair.
Right.
But nobody thinks like, oh, you know, Undertaker's going into that match and he doesn't know if he's going to win or lose.
Children. It's not for, but when it's a male adult.
If you're over 11 and you're like, you see SmackDown last night?
Okay, that heart cried me. Because that's me. That's me with my wrestling buddies all the time. Did you watch NXT last night?
I will say wrestling people are a lot like NFL people, and I include myself in NFL people. Where it's like, there's so much wrong with this league and Roger Goodell. What'd you do Sunday? Well, I watch football Sunday.
Of course. I know. I look at some of my buddies. They're like, all they do is bitch about wrestling. I'm like, why don't you stop watch wrestling? Well, I love it. It doesn't sound like it.
Yeah, it's like I used to always make fun of people that dressed up for conventions. And so he's just like, right, but
you were going to say nerds.
I was going to say nerds.
We're all nerds anyway.
I basically cosplay if I wear a jersey to a game, right?
I'm a wrestling nerd.
Right.
It's no worse, no better than somebody who's a fan of Dungeons and Dragons.
Jesus Christ. That's how this guy was. And he knew all of them. And
then
stories.
He tagged in his partner. I never thought we would see the day that the Bass Brothers would hold the belt. What the f*** is wrong
with
you?
And
that's how the ads for wrestling should be. It should be like, WWE, this is for diminished capacity. That should be the tag for the f***ing wrestling shit.
Wee, uneducated.
Jesus Christ. It's not a real sport.
I don't consider wrestling a sport. Like, and sometimes that annoys my fellow wrestling friends. I'm like, it's a performance. It's an art form, if you want to get nerdy, but it's entertainment. It's no different to me than watching a great fight scene in an action film.
Yeah, I don't know. I might still consider it a sport in the same way that like sports that are judged.
Yeah, but it's hard for me to consider something a sport when they already know
predetermined
what the outcome is going to be. Like how can, you know what I mean? Like to me, a sport. That's why I always get annoyed with like some. Like some wrestlers get on their high horse, like blah, 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 like this person and that person, like, you know, trying to judge other wrestlers. It's like, dude, like when a lot of, like a popular phrase with some wrestlers is like, you're just playing wrestler. I'm like, so are you at the end of the day. You realize like an actual wrestler is an MMA fighter. An actual wrestler is at the Olympics. They don't
know.
Nobody
watches actual wrestling, though.
No, nobody cares about actual wrestling. It's boring.
Right? I mean, that's like, look, I think wrestling is a great sport. I think, you know, I did it in high school to help with football stuff. But let's be honest, like, when's the last time somebody came in and was like, did you see the tournament or did you see Iowa versus Nebraska?
No.
Iowa, by the way, phenomenal wrestling program. Of course, I know that. But right, like, you just, people don't talk about collegiate wrestling.
Right. To me, it's a great action scene in a film. It's a performance that, like, a theatrical performance. You know what I mean? Like, there's obviously a lot of physicality and a lot of athleticism. There are athletes no different than there are athletes in sports. But, I mean, we got to call it what it is. It's not a sport if they know who's winning and who's losing. And the fact that this guy is, like, trying to, like, clown on people who like it because they think it's a sport. It's like, no, and I don't think it's a sport at all. I just think, if anything, at its worst, it's a really bad soap opera for men.
Right.
And then so people are losing their minds. He's having, honestly, I did get a kick out of him, like, arguing with wrestlers. Like, you know, someone would be like, Baron Corbin's like, blah, 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 you piece of poop. And Tom Segura's like, uh-oh, the king is mad at me because, you know, his header says King Corbin or something.
Oh, so, like, WWE guys were chewing into
him. Oh, gosh, yeah. Everybody lost their mind. Wrestling fans, wrestlers. So then he puts up, like, this apology, which is very clear that he's being sarcastic, which I found very entertaining because there were wrestling fans like, oh, he's just, you know, he's finally come to his wits. He's smartened up. I'm like, no, can't you tell? He's basically pulling a wrestling, he's working you guys like a wrestler is working.
What is the kayfabe or kayfabe?
Kayfabe. That's the art of trying to make sure that you don't let somebody know that it's fake, that's not in the know. So back in the 80s, it was a bigger deal. Kayfabe would be, if I'm a good guy, I am not checking into the same hotel as that bad guy. Because if a fan saw us, and there's a fun story in the Ric Flair documentary, I think it was, him and Ricky Steamboat were mortal enemies, but they were buddies. But they ended up at like a 7-Eleven one night after a wrestling show, and there were fans there. And so Flair's there, and then Steamboat's there. In order to keep the kayfabe, one of them started a fight with the other in the 7-Eleven until the other one stormed out. Because they didn't want the fans to know that it was fake.
All right. Yeah, because sometimes...
Yeah, that's kayfabe.
Sometimes, like, because I follow a lot of wrestling people because of you, and sometimes people use these terms, but they're talking about actual stuff going on. Like, that's total... Like, I saw somebody last night, and it wasn't even a wrestling guy, but somebody just used that term and referenced
the kayfabe, brother.
Right, and they were just like, total kayfabe, and I was like, God damn it, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, it just means that you're trying to hide the illusion.
All right.
It'd be like a magician that's not, like, if all of a sudden you were walking and I was just preparing his magic trick, he would, like, hide whatever it is that would give away that it's a magic trick.
All right, all right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
So here's his apology. Again, I do not like that he used those words, but I'm not, at the end of the day, I'm not angry at Tom Segura. I don't know anything about freaking Tom Segura. Like, it's based on the jokes that he's saying, it doesn't really make me want to go watch him if he's, like, just freely using words that I just don't necessarily agree with.
Yeah, but Segura too is in that Ari Shaffir, like they're a little farther out there.
Yeah,
they do the same shtick all the time.
Jim Norton's edgier style of comedy. Yeah.
Of course, I understand why people love wrestling. It's awesome. Those guys are real athletes. Maybe it's like stunts, but try that. You get hurt. Those guys are the real deal. And the drama involved. I mean, you can follow it. Like, you can follow anything. It's like a show. It's like a soap opera for men. And I think it's great. I love wrestling.
There's his apology. And now he's, like, selling shirts that are making fun of it. I mean, the guy's genius. At the end of the day, he's doing the ultimate wrestling move in that he's created, like, this heel character with wrestling fans, but then he's got his fan base that are, like, really in support of him, and he's now making money off of these outlandish comments that he made that has pissed off an entire community. It's brilliant.
And I will say, too, like, for whatever reason, to me, when I go to a WWE event, that's a level of fan. But, like, I don't know. I just never forget the first time I went to Defy, which was like an independent one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody there was just pumped I was there.
Right.
They're like, oh, you're going to watch wrestling? I was like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, they just want to get drunk and yell at people.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Right. And that environment was awesome.
That, to me, is always the selling point for, like, an independent wrestling show. I'm like, where else can you go where you can get hammered and just yell at somebody, like, as if they're your worst enemy, and other people will join in with you.
Yeah,
it's unlike any other type of entertainment. Like, you can't even do that now at a sporting event for the most part without, like, ushers and security guys being like,
oh, you drop a curse word?
Right.
Yeah, it's over.
Whereas, like, at a wrestling show, if you're not using a curse word, you're not doing the chant right. All right, we haven't even gotten our 10 push-ups in. Should we get 10?
Yeah, let's get 10.
I don't know even how we got all worked up on this.
Well, wrestling, somebody not liking it.
That's right. It's a very sore subject, man. I take this. Did you happen to catch him on Monday Night Raw the other night? No, I'm kidding.
I mean, that's right. That's what happens next. Tom Segura shows up and he's got to wrestle Gronk or some crap. Right? And then he's like, it is 100% real. Also, how
that
is Gronk?
Paycheck's very real.
How does Gronk still have a belt?
He's got to lose it at some point.
Right? Like, he signed an NFL contract.
If he can lose it during a preseason game, that would make my life.
All right, let me ask you one thing, as long as we talk about the wrestling.
It's fake, you know.
Right, so I fathom that everybody's got to put on extra programming right now. But FS1, sometimes, they have, like, other wrestlers, like, just going back and they're breaking down matches.
Oh, it's that backstage show, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just like, man, this is too inside.
Yeah. Even I DVR them, and I never watch them. Because I try, and it's like, I mean, again, it's like you're treating it like it's a sport.
I guess that's my issue, right? Mm-hmm. Or when they start doing promos on ESPN.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I get it. It's cool. But it's hard to see an ESPN anchor ask Roman Reigns, like, if he thinks he has a shot to keep retaining his title.
My favorite was during the WrestleMania time, people would be interviewing. Like, I did an interview with Drew McIntyre. And I'm talking to him like, I hope you win the match to beat Brock Lesnar. Even though in the back of my mind, I know they've already recorded it because of all the COVID stuff. So the match was already recorded. Nobody knows what happened, but like it's already done. And we're talking like as if he's still preparing for this match.
Yeah. And those guys, I give those guys and girls credit. Like, mm-hmm. I think other major sports can play because you're supposed to practice like you play in a game anyhow. Mm-hmm. But man, wrestling is so geared towards fan involvement. Like,
yep.
That's hard to stand up there and still give those promos and speeches when there's nobody there.
But on the flip side, I think it's refreshing in a sense, the promos, because they're not being interrupted by the crowd. So you can actually get your thoughts out.
That's a good point.
But the adrenaline factor is gone. I watch some of them. I mean, and they're still giving like you a balls out performance, you know, in their real match that they're having. But like they're doing stuff that like I wouldn't do without a crowd screaming and cheering to get my blood pumping, like that adrenaline rush. Like you're doing that in front of like a cameraman and a couple other people. Although they're now bringing in some of the other, like the NXT, like the developmental wrestlers
to yell and scream
as a crowd.
Oh, nice.
AEW was doing that. And actually, it adds something, even if 20 to 30 people cheering you on, it just adds an ambiance that you need. And our boy AJ Francis is in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he's been one of the guys cheering him on, and it's been kind of fun. Like, every once in a while, like, you see them in the background, and it's like, yeah, that's our dude.
Yeah, my Korean baseball organization, the KBO, they pump in some noise, and then they've added, like...
Are they the ones that are using, like, the sex models or the sex dolls?
I think that was in Japan.
Oh, okay.
It was a soccer club. But they have cardboard cutouts behind the plate.
Yeah.
But they've made cardboard cutouts of, like, the American announcers and stuff, and it's just kind of funny. And then they have, like, supporter groups over there for baseball. So they still have the leaders out there blowing their whistles. You just don't hear all the fans.
Oh, that's funny.
Right. But it adds to the atmosphere.
Oh, so, you know, well, since we're talking about it.
We're not doing these push-ups.
You know, honestly, it's my rest day.
It's my rest day.
I don't want to do anything, man. My back hurts. I've been doing a lot of running, burpees. I'm really tired, Ted.
Burpees suck.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm doing like this thing. I want to do it every day for a month to see if it makes any difference physically.
All right.
I'm doing a 100-meter sprint. Then you jump off the treadmill, do 10 burpees. Back on the treadmill for a 100-meter sprint or run. Jump off, do 10 squats. Back on the run. Jump off, do 10 push-ups. Back on the run. Jump back off, do 10 sit-ups. And do 4 rounds of that. I've gotten it now. I'm doing 5 rounds, and I'm getting around like originally I was like six minutes to do a full round. Now I'm like under 5 minutes at times. Like
do you get a rest in between, or is it back to back to back?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, that impacts your time.
All right.
Like on round 5, there are times where I'm just like, I just need to take a swig of water and just not do anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I feel like there'd be a period where I'm just standing with my legs on the side of the treadmill.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's been a few of those. And it depends on how tired I am. But, you know, I'm trying to do it. I want to do it every day or 6 days a week for a month
All right.
to see if it does anything. I'm sure it will. I hope.
Had some old lady give me crap on the stairs.
Why?
It was funny, but there's just this giant stairwell I try to do in Capitol Hill.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I don't know, me and Kyle, if you do, you know, it's like, what is it? Like 18 or 19 to a set of these stairs, right? And there's 13 sets of them.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, you do it a couple times. You're dripping sweat. And I'm sitting up at the top. And this lady's like taking her mask off. She's about to start exercising. She goes, come on, you got 20 more in you.
What?
I just got to start laughing. I look at her like, oh, man, I'm hopping and popping. She goes, yeah, I feel you. I haven't done this stairwell in a while. Let's see how I do once I have to come up it.
I love that she's chirping you.
It was unbelievable.
You know what? Ted, let's do them.
Let's get them.
All right.
Oh, all right, get funky.
That's right. It's time to get the heart racing, the blood pumping, and the brain
functioning.
10 push-ups, mega family. Let's do it. And they got to be real.
Yeah.
We don't want any predetermined push-ups. So, seriously, you didn't watch Raw last night?
No, it was Tuesday, dick.
Sorry.
That's fine. You can say that word.
Better than the R word, Ted.
Jesus.
There we go.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10.
Ooh, it's ending. We gotta get to the TED Talk before it's all screwed up, you dick.
TED Talks. Oh, starring B. Tech Smith.
Not a smooth transition after I just said that to Steve, but...
No one's going to be, don't be a dick.
Yes, basically, like, as the stores open up, be kind to people. Like, the lines are long, I know. You got to stand 6 feet apart. But just keep in mind, as some of these bars and restaurants open more, especially these stores that can do stuff, like, the workers are under the same stress.
They're going to be so overwhelmed.
Right. So just take a breath and be kind. And also, don't let your mind screw with you. Right?
You're too late.
I saw this last weekend. You're at a Starbucks. Now, it's 6 feet apart, right? So it looks like a long line. But at the end of the day, there's only two people in front of you. You've waited countless times at a Starbucks with two people in front of you. So just, you know what I mean? Don't let your mind trip you out too much. And just be nice. Be kind.
So true. We went to Trader Joe's to get some stuff.
Yeah.
And we looked at the line. And we're both like, oh. And then I counted. I'm like, there's only eight people, really, when you think about it. There's eight spots in front of us.
Yeah.
We're probably going to get in within the next 15 minutes. And it was the best part. She had a tickle in her throat. And she had a cough. And I'm like trying to get, like, just cough. Just cough. Just get it out of your system. She's like, I can't. I can't. People are going to freak out. There's a child in front of us. Like, I can't do it. I'm like, just cough. She never coughed. But man, I was just right there, like, just trying to egg her on. It's like, what is such a crappy time for people who have allergies?
Yeah, like, I get them awful, like, early. So I'm kind of okay. It's the different pollen, so this one doesn't bug me nearly as much. But yeah, like, when this stuff was,
this cottonwood's awful, though.
That's right. So what's it for me? It's those cherry trees and stuff.
Okay.
And luckily, I have two in front of my home.
Oh, perfect. You just don't cough.
Yeah, but seriously, as more things open up, and things are going to open up, just you know, be kind to the workers, man. They're trying.
All right, when we come back, maybe we'll do some more of those quarantunes.
All right.
I want to talk a little bit more sports, real sports, though.
All right, what do we talk about?
Golf and hockey?
I'm in.
All right. And maybe we'll get 10 with the Mega Family.
Oh, yeah.
Ten.
Sorry.
10 minutes, yeah.
I was like, yeah, we used to do 20 push-ups.
I also have, like, I don't know if we'll get to it, but I do have an example of why Taylor Swift is a pure, she's just a genius.
Yeah, I can't argue that.
All right, the Mega Cats will be back. We'll probably do none of those things.
Right.
When we return.
We'll just BS.
Yeah. Ted will say mean things about me.
Ted and Steve definitely are looking better, especially when they wear masks. Ha ha. The Mega Cast will be back.
Recently, we've treated you to some Quarantunes, a collection of song parodies to have fun during this time of quarantine. Were there rejects? You bet there were.
And I would touch anything with gloves, but I won't touch that.
Now, for the first time ever, Rejected Quarantunes. Song parodies so bad, it would be unhealthy to play them.
I'm wearing latex gloves.
That one may be worse than having COVID-19.
And you should wear latex gloves too.
You think that's bad? Listen to this.
I always wear a mask and gloves. I swear I'm not out committing a crime.
You'd need gloves to handle that stinker. This one also quarantined.
I'm all out of gloves. And now I just found out I waited too late.
Rejected quarantines dropped from our show like a stinky face mask.
Why are you still listening to this? You should socially distance your ears from Ted and Steve's stupid voices. The Megacast is back.
Yeah, I kind of hate her.
Yeah, she's terrible.
The worst. We should get her canceled. you know what? Since we just heard a whole commercial about quarantines, let's start things off with another one of our fine parody songs, thanks to the coronavirus.
All right.
As always, I will play it, and Ted, you have to guess what you think it is.
All right. Oh, Summer of 69. On the road.
Close. Song about the summer.
Is that not called Summer 69?
That's in the summer of 69.
Yep, you're right. You're right. Right. My bad.
This is.
I saw a Deadhead sticker on a Cadillac. Right. Boys of Summer.
Boom.
Nobody on the road. Nobody on the beach.
Nope.
A virus in the air. Stay 6 feet out of reach. Empty shelves, empty streets. Order to stay home. I got a makeshift mask. I made friends with a garden gnome. But I can't see you. And I'm not the only one. Sitting on your couch. Netflix is on, baby. I keep hoping this situation won't last long. After coronavirus is gone. Out at the store today.
Okay. I like that he made friends with a garden gnome.
That's a good part of it.
Dude, I have a friend that's a like bartender slash like waitress.
Uh-huh.
She has turned her backyard into a tiki bar and like posts pictures awesome. Of like having tiki drinks and stuff. I'm like, God damn, that looks fun.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You don't even need to leave your house then.
Did I tell you I bought a grill?
No.
Sorry, that was a quick edit.
No. What kind of grill did you get?
I bought a little, you know, like the hibachis, but it's a Charbro. I can never say that brand for some reason.
I think it's a Charbro.
Is it Charbro?
I think so.
Yeah. Where is he? Dun, dun, dun. There he is, Steve.
Dun, dun, dun. Nice. Oh, look at that, dude. You fit a few brats on that bad boy.
Yeah, look what happened over the weekend.
Whew, veggies, asparagus, and four burgers.
Four burgers, asparagus.
I think we're going to barbecue tonight.
Yeah.
Get some of that Beyond Meat sausage.
Yeah.
Nice.
Right? It was Memorial Day weekend, asparagus, baked beans, a burger.
Dude, my wife, she'll like cut up asparagus and onions and potatoes and put them in like this giant ball of tinfoil.
All right.
And I just throw them on the minute I start heating up the grill and just let them stay on for when I like that I cook the corn and then the Beyond Meat, either like their sausages or they got the burger patties, which are really good as well. And it's my favorite thing to eat. I just love barbecued vegetables.
I was going to say,
everything.
Grilled veggies are so much better.
Grilled corn as well.
I know, I got to get on the corn. That song, Boys of Summer, I was just like, oh, Steve, I want to grill. It's summertime at my house.
Funny you brought up on Netflix, we just finished binging All American.
Oh, nice.
Both seasons done. It's such a great show, but every once in a while, they remind you that it's a CW show. It's like, oh, come on with this ridiculous drama.
In the cabin? Like, they go out to load the car, and then he's gone?
Right? Like that. I'm like, you did not. I was really mad. Spoiler alert. I was mad they killed him off. I really like that guy.
Yeah. And also, like, no offense, but that dock on that pond where they're supposed to be fishing just looks so fake. Everything. I know.
And is the son, the quarterback for Beverly Hills High, is he supposed to be like Russell Wilson? it just gives off that vibe.
God, I haven't watched it in a while. What's his name?
I don't even know anymore.
I know, and they throw ridiculous parties.
Yeah. It's fun, though. I really enjoyed the show. And it was a show that my wife and I both can enjoy. She enjoys the CW part. And I enjoy the based on a real life story of a football guy. Part.
Doesn't it make you want to like do football drills though?
Yes.
Right? Like that's why like I went through this period where I would get drunk and just start like people are like, what are you doing? I'm like, the motion of a quarterback. I have to cause I watched that and then I watched QB1. So I was just obsessed with like footwork.
Dude, that's part of why I started doing this like weird CrossFit drill thing that I'm doing, like I just told you about with the burpees and stuff. I'm like, I need structure. I need to break a sweat. I need to drip. All right, one more quarantine.
Too much drip, Steve. Too much drip.
It's way too much drip. I'm dripping way too much, Ted.
A story going around claims that many people think the illness sweeping the globe is connected to Corona the beer.
I work in advertising. Yes, I'm a marketing man.
I know the song.
One of my biggest clients.
Escape.
Yes, the Pina Colada song.
All right, it's actually called Escape.
Yep.
It's a global beer brand. You see the sales are declining, and it's because of their name.
Oh boy.
So they called me to write up this information campaign. If you like drinking Corona, call it COVID-19. Oh. You can't catch it from Corona. The beer is still safe to drink.
Oh, I see what he's saying. Okay. Ah.
We got the trademark and the copyrights. We'll take the virus to court. So if you're drinking while in quarantine, we could use your support.
I'm too busy drinking the peanut butter whiskey right now. Screwball.
Everybody's on it. My cousins are all on it. You guys are on it.
Well, it's funny because I just got on it, and then all of a sudden, it like now we're like they're sponsoring like a Vicky's happy hour. It's so funny. Like I there must have been something in the universe telling me that it's time to enjoy the peanut butter whiskey.
Right, because I bought one at Christmas and everybody loved it. And then it was like a month ago we were chatting about it.
So
like,
good.
It is so good.
I still need, we need to get, there's like a grape soda that my wife will get sometimes, like that Zevia brand.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's so, I love their root beer. Their cream soda is amazing. And their grape soda is really good. It's, you know, usually I don't like any grape soda unless it's Welch's. And their grape soda is so good. Right.
Welch's grape.
And it's still the dominant one. But I mean, this is a good one if you kind of want to watch calories and stuff.
I like that you drink grape soda.
I love grape soda.
Like a lot of people mess with orange. Not a lot of people down with grape.
See, I talked about it this morning because today's Grape Popsicle Day. Happy Grape Popsicle Day, by the way.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah. And I'm like, grape is the dominant flavor. Grape gum, grape soda, and grape popsicles. And then most of the people on my show were like, no, it's orange.
Like, now.
Get out of here with your
orange.
Don't
get me wrong. Orange soda is good, but like grape soda, like that's like, oh man, we have grape soda.
That's summertime.
Yeah.
To me, that really is the summertime drink.
So you're mixing PB.
I need to.
Oh, all right. I almost called it a PB&J. It's like,
but that would be like a PB&J because for me, the best jelly for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich is Welch's grape jelly.
Look, I'm with you. I got into not a huge argument, but years ago we were going to Burning Man, and Cobb was like, I'm getting strawberry, like, berserk. I was like, no, man, grape jelly. And everybody's like, no, man.
No, that's jelly. Like, that's jam.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm with you. It's got to be grape.
Like, when you go to IHOP, and they have the little packets.
Yeah.
What are you buttering your toast? What are you, I mean, not buttering your toast with, you're buttering your toast with butter.
Oh, I almost go grape every time.
Every time.
Yeah, there's something about when the butter on the toast mixes with the grape jelly.
Ted, I'm going to get a boner, man. This is ridiculous. I've never been more attracted to food than right in this moment. I want to eat it all.
Dude, if you speaking of getting boners, have you watched Uncut Gems?
No, I have not.
All right.
Is it about circumcision?
No.
Oh.
He gets real excited one time, and he's like, I can't say that word. He said, like, I think I've got to come to fruition.
Oh, jeez. Should we put out the tweet?
Put it out.
All right. Let's get 10 Mega Fam Skype in with Ted and Steve on the cast for the next time. I'm just copy and pasting it. Same one from last week. Let's see. So who do you think is going to call us first?
I say Alex.
Okay.
Plus, I got the flag up. I don't know if he saw it yet.
And we both forgot to wear our headbands and our wristbands.
Should I grab them?
It's too late.
And they can't see us.
No. We'll lie to them.
Steve, we're not going to lie. That's not us.
All right, fine. We're better than that.
We are. Well, plus, you're with me, aren't you? You're about as bad of a liar as I am.
I'm the worst.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get caught in lies. Oh. All right. Oh, I just hung up on the person. Eric? We could call him back. Oh, he's calling back.
Oh, nice. Nice. Nice.
Hey, Megacast here.
Hola.
Hey, who's this?
This is Eric.
What's up, Eric?
Not much, man. Thanks for doing what y'all doing.
Ah, no worries. Eric, where are you calling from?
Seattle.
Oh, nice. All right, local guy.
Eric, are you stuck at home right now?
Yeah, I'm in my regular Wednesday, Thursday conference call hell.
Wait a minute, Eric. Everybody loves a conference call.
Are they video
conference? There's a beer in my hand.
Do you have to do video conference?
Sometimes, yeah.
I don't think companies should do that.
So is that the sound in the background? Is the conference call? You just have your thing muted?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my man. I love that.
Well, could you put the phone up to the conference call? I want to hear what they're talking about.
Yeah, I work for the feds. So I don't
think. Yeah, yeah, don't. Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
I don't. Yeah, that's awesome. You're the best. Yeah, that's highly illegal, Ted and Steve. I'd have to arrest you guys.
Yeah,
all right. Well, dude, we appreciate you checking out the Megacast, and I hope things are going to get better for you today with the conference calls.
Yeah, man. No worries. Thanks
for the call.
All right, take care. Yeah. All right, we got. Let's go to the next call, which is Stan, the biggest fan. Stan.
Oh, man. Stan. Oh, did we lose him?
Stan? He's robot. Yeah.
By the way, did you see? I saw the other day on a meme. It said, how did Skype lose the... Like, how did Skype blow this? They had a 17-year lead.
Right? They pulled a Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Like, Netflix came in like, no one's going to do that.
See you on Zoom, bro.
All right. Stan's back. All right, Stan? Yeah, his phone is jacked.
Yeah.
Man, thanks, Stan. Oh, we got another call. I'm hanging up on people, Ted. I'm hitting the wrong button. I'm sorry. I'm just not doing a good job today.
I like that he put Stan, the biggest fan.
Right.
Because when Thrill started in radio, he used to work for a guy named Stan the Fan in Baltimore. Oh, your guys would remember Stan the Fan, probably.
Who's my guys? Oh, Glenn from Dropping Out Podcast?
Yeah.
All right, let's try calling Nick. Let's see if he answers. Nick? Jesse?
All right. Somebody there. Who's there?
All right, I think we got something. It's Alex.
What's up, Alex?
Looking good, Alex.
Alex.
This is awkward. We're not...
Our headbands are in the office, and we forgot to wear them.
It's A-okay, fellas.
No. Alex, by the way, Taryn was very pumped when I put up the flag last week, and then I used it on the Sunday happy hour with Mike Hawk and Robin, and got a lot of attention.
That's good. It's good. Everybody knows that the Cougs are a much better crowd than the Huskies.
It's just amazing that you Coug people waste no time.
That was funny because the minute that you mentioned that you didn't have, first one to send it, before you guys even put out the Megacast, it's already on Amazon. Like, the hell with that. I'm not going to let any Husky beat us.
Nice.
Right. That's what I told Taryn. We were, Taryn and I would be on Instagram Live tonight at 7. I was saying, like, it's like every year when they have the Apple Cup, the lead up to it, if you donate to a charity, either they put up the Husky flag or the Coug flag.
Yep.
And I was joking. I was like, I don't know that the Cougs are that generous, or they just donate out of spite for the Huskies. And Taryn said, it's a little bit of both.
Absolutely. How have you guys been?
Dude, doing great. It's a good week. The weather's nice. We're thinking about barbecuing tonight. What about you?
Oh, well, sounds like a good idea. What are you going to be cooking up? Isn't your wife's, vegan, right?
She's one of them vegans. So we're going to eat that meatless sausage called Beyond Meat, which are actually I like better than regular. Well, that's a lie. I like them better than like a hot dog. But like a good men's room sausage, I'm going to go with over a Beyond Meat dog. But it's a very good substitute.
Yeah. They're delicious, yeah. Man. I've had the Impossible Burger. I haven't had the Beyond Meat stuff.
The Beyond Meat, I think, is better than Impossible.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I made burgers last week on my new grill.
Like a man.
Like a man. And like a rich man, I put Lipton's onion soup inside of them.
Huh?
You never mix onion soup with your burger?
No.
Oh, it gives it a little extra added flavor.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I always thought it was a trick for like, I don't know.
You should make your own Juicy Lucy.
Yeah.
Make some cheese into it.
Yeah.
Do it tonight. Oh, crap. We got another, Alex, we're going to get another call because we got someone that keeps calling.
Thanks again, Alex.
All right.
We love you, dude.
Take care, guys.
Take care, brother. All right, let's see what we got here. Good. We got Holden McGroin, it says. Hello?
Hello?
Who's this?
This is Craig.
What's up, Craig?
How you doing, Migsy?
Not bad. Not bad. How about yourself?
I'm all right, brother.
Is this Craig Proper?
It is. It's Craig Proper.
All right. That makes more
Proper,
sense.
You know, this whole time I've been calling you Craig Proper?
Right.
So wait a minute. That's not a Proper.
Are you?
It's
you
not
never
Proper Jam.
Me.
It's Proper Jam.
Well, it works either way, doesn't it, Teddy?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, man. Craig's a great friend of mine. We went to Pearl Jam together. Actually, Ted and I went one of the nights together, and then Craig and I went the other night.
Right. And we had better seats.
We had great seats, thanks to you. We were like a stone throw away from Mike McCready.
Yeah, some people said the Friday night set was even better.
It really was.
It was amazing, dude. It was so great. How you been, man?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm hanging in there.
All right, I'm going to throw a question at Craig. First of all, Craig also will make you jealous with some of the food that he puts up on his Twitter. I'm sure you see.
I follow him.
Oh, okay. He's a fellow Traeger dude.
Yeah.
My question for you is, because Craig was also a wrestler at one point.
All right.
So I always love, my favorite story right now in my life of being in the world of wrestling is that one time someone was so mad at me that she threw an unused tampon into the ring at me out of anger.
Mm. And I just L7.
Yeah, thankfully not L7, because that would have been really weird. But I remember, like, there's that moment of confusion, like, did someone just throw a tampon into the ring? And then I'm like, yep, they did. That is awesome. So for you, though, what is, like, your favorite memory of the weird when it comes to your time in the squared circle?
Oh, man. You know, I didn't have any interactions with the fans much, but I did wrestle on an N-Fest one time that you guys put on.
At the Kitsap County Fairgrounds?
Yes, sir. And I think Kid Rock was the headliner that night. Deftones, Our Lady Peace, fun day.
Oh, that was a great show.
Yeah, I was like, I've heard Steve talk about that show.
The Kitsap County Fairground and Fest were just like, Ted, you and I would have thrived in those. They were just a party.
Yeah, I remember you telling me some of the stories.
Because they put us up at the hotel, the Silverdale Inn, and with the same hotel as all the bands. So by the end of the night, everyone's just wasted together, and it was Kid Rock being one of the main guys that would be wasted with us. The Crystal Method, I think, was there as well, and it was just so much fun.
Nice.
Yeah, and I saw Moby in the same building I graduated in.
That's so random.
So that is
right. But their fans would filter in and out like all day. You know, it wouldn't be the same people sitting there watching the whole time, and every half hour a new group of fans would file in. This one cat, I think I wrestled about 17 matches that day.
Jesus.
And this one cat hung around for a couple hours and he hated me dead. And I don't know why. Finally, at an intermission, Steve, you know me, I'm very easygoing.
Oh, cool.
I started walking up to the guy and he's like trying to climb the barrier. And I stood right in front of him and I said, hey, man, if you want to get into this, here's a card. Call Tim Flowers. He'll train you and you can beat me up for fake. And I handed him the card and walked away.
We can pretend fight. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Wait, you think he was just messed up? Why did he hate you so much?
I have no clue. I have no clue. I was one of him. I was enjoying the day. I was watching bands. I was having fun.
Right.
Babysitting Matt Farmer, who might have been throwing up in the back of a U-Haul truck.
Probably not because of alcohol, right?
Hey, who am I to judge?
Oh, man. I was about to share a story about Farmer and I. I was like, I should probably keep that off the air. Are you able to work now, or are you still?
I'm supposed to go to work Monday, but it really depends on what the county does here. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping soon. I work in a shop with four other guys. I'm pretty sure I can self-distance myself. In fact, I'm positive of it. I'm just itching to go back.
Yeah.
But until then, I will live off the company or the government teat and will enjoy my extra cash that they're sending me. But I'm going stir crazy, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
a lot of people are.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so thankful we have the work to come to, but even that's not enough because it's like everything that helped keep me sane is like gone. So I'm like, oh, yep. I can't wait. I know we've talked in over text, Craig and I. And I'm like, I can't wait. Once things get normal again, you and I are going to have to hang out, get some lunch, and
absolutely.
And catch up. Ted, you should come along. We should go to Buffalo Wild Wings in Puyallup. We could see what's her face.
Oh, yeah.
The bartender.
I'm so there.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, that's the other thing, too, right? Like, people like us, like, you go out, you get lunch with people, dinner with people. Like, it's just that social interaction.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
All right. All right, Craig, we're going to get running because Ted's got to work.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Understood.
Take care, my friend.
Take care, man. Love you, bud.
Love you, too. See ya.
Have you actually smoked anything on that Traeger yet, or you just use it for grilling?
Just grilling. I've been thinking about doing a smoking. I don't know what, though.
Right, because it's just you.
But one of these times when things get normal, you should come up and we should do something.
Yeah.
Like, let's take advantage of the Traeger.
Right, because it only takes a few hours in that thing, as opposed to, like, 12 hours.
Right, and I'm sure we could figure out things to do for a few hours.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll smoke something for our annual slumber party.
That'd be a good call.
I mean, the thing is covered. It's outside, but it's covered, so we don't have to worry snow falling on us or rain.
No, I mean, look, hell, like, if you got
that would stop.
I mean,
us.
You could ask our buddy Sober Sal. Like, if you have a smoker, like, I just like to sit out there and look at it and drink beers and be like,
yeah,
hey, I got a couple more hours, huh?
Yeah, we'll just set up a couple chairs, you, me, and Lulu. Yeah. But, you know, Tatum's going to go shopping with the wife ski in Bellevue.
Oh, nice.
So it's, you know, dude, that's going to be I'm going to go balls out on that day.
Jesus.
You better look out.
Yeah, it's going to be my 40th birthday party.
We're going to go crazy. I know you got to do work
and stuff.
So we won't get stuff. Like I said, we didn't get to anything that we planned.
No, we got stuff in.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Anything going on? No, of course not, right? You got the Instagram live.
Got the Instagram tonight live, 7 p.m. with Taryn. And then, Men's Room, knew the podcast out. And I was going to say, you guys have your happy hour at what, 4 on Saturdays?
4 p.m. on Saturdays. I believe we're going to be doing it this Saturday. There might be one where we miss, but I'm pretty sure. And I'm also going to be on Twitch on Saturday, sometime around like 5:30, 5 o'clock ish, probably 5:30 ish. The guys at Without a Cause, it's on Max. I'll retweet where it is. Just go to my social medias. But we're gonna watch back the Without a Cause match that I had with Ethan Page and do commentary and talk about it. And I just recently did an interview with Max on Twitch, which is available right now. Just talking about wrestling. So
yeah, you got to give me your handle. I just hopped on Twitch and started because I watch Joe play Call of Duty.
That's Twitch is like the new thing, man.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's been around for a while. I'm just the old guys are finally figuring it out. We should do a megacast on Twitch.
We could. It'd be easy.
Yeah, then we'd set up a couple cameras.
Yeah.
We could just do it in this room.
When football starts, I'm just gonna Twitch me watching sports.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about we
You miss the tailgate? Come tailgate with me.
The Twitch tailgate.
Twitch tailgate.
With Ted Smith. Ted's Twitch tailgate. Triple T.
Right, a lot of it's just an empty room while I'm outside growing.
That is awesome, actually. Every once in a while, I just hear you in the background going, still here, don't worry.
Yeah, right. Go Terps.
All right, yeah, so do all that.
Yeah, we got all that stuff going.
And don't be a dick.
Yeah.
And wrestling's fake. I like how he shares a story about that. Kind of full circle from the Tom Segura thing.
Right, somebody wants to beat his ass.
Yeah, you can pretend beat me up if you just go and learn from Tim Flowers. It's not that hard. All right, I'll see you next time. Follow us on Twitter at The Megacast.
Yeah, man.
That's it.
Yeah, I got nothing.
It's kind of like falling apart, man.
It's awkward at the end. Just end it.
No.
Am I free to leave or am I being detained?
You, sir, need to stay here. We have more questions.